With me is Phyllis Hepp, the Director of Organizational Development at Loaves and Fishes in Kalamazoo. And we're talking about the SNAP challenge this week. Phyllis, what is SNAP, first of all, and why do we need a challenge?
Well, SNAP stands for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, and it's the same thing as food stamps or the bridge card. These all relate to a federal program and the state-run program where people have assistance with buying food if their incomes are at poverty level or less.
And why do we need a challenge to draw people's attention to this?
Well, SNAP is currently under threat of severe cuts in Congress. The Senate anticipates 4.5 billion cuts over the next 10 years, and even worse, the House is looking at 40 billion dollars in cuts over the next 10 years. Most likely something's going to happen in between that. So we're anticipating cuts, and we know that when people's SNAP dollars are cut, they are going to be running out of food, and there's going to be more and more need for community help and community assistance. We would like people to be aware of some of the myths of SNAP, and that people are really having a hard time putting this together. They're not living high on the hog. And we'd also like people to get involved in telling our legislators that we don't want cuts to SNAP and that we think this is an important program.
The SNAP challenge asks people to try and get by themselves on the amount of money they would have for food if they were on food stamps. How does that work?
Yes, $4 a day per person, 7 days a week. Of course, that'd be $28 for a family of one. My whole family is doing that this week, and since there's four of us, we went out shopping and limited to ourselves to no more than $112 for the week. Already last night, some of the questions in my household were, is this the amount that we have for the week, and what's for dinner tomorrow night? And I've needed to put a label at least on one food that I had pre-made saying this is for supper only because it had already been eaten into on Sunday. So,
what kinds of things are you eating?
I went and got dried beans. Fortunately, a few years ago, I had a friend who showed me how to make good, flavorful beans and rice. And that's a good stretcher food. We've also got peanut butter. I figured for those stretches where the kids for lunch didn't know what else to have, we've got some bread and peanut butter. I purchased apples. I have a few peaches from the farmer's market, green beans. Broccoli set me back a bit. I also did get some chicken, and that was probably the highest thing in my budget for the week.
How many people do you expect to be getting involved in the challenge?
Well, we've got different people from the City of Portage City Council, the City of Kalamazoo City Council, the Kalamazoo County Commissioners. We've been really fortunate to have Bobby Hopewell, Don Cooney, David Anderson, all participating in the challenge this week, Claudette Reed. We even have Tanya Shootmaker and Margaret O'Brien and Sean McCann, who are pledging this week and throughout the month of August to be involved in hunger awareness and poverty awareness activities. This is actually a way of life for one in four people in Kalamazoo County. So in a lot of ways, they're a part of this challenge, only their challenge goes on week to week, month to month.
At least with the state officials that you mentioned, people on both sides of the aisle there, so you're hoping this is not a partisan issue?
Absolutely. I think that the solutions to this problem are multidimensional, and that we need to be paying attention to things that really both parties or all people are aware and engaged in. We need to be involved with job creation. We need to be looking at wages and how much people are paid and how many hours they get. We need to be looking at health care. All of these things are related to a person's health and to how much dollars they have available for healthy and nutritious foods.
Your agency, Kalamazoo Loaves and Fishes, deals with primarily emergency food support. Some people are often heard to argue that agencies like that should handle food assistance and the government should get out of it. Why is that not a good idea from your perspective?
Well, Loaves and Fishes is happy to be doing the work that we've been doing. We've been doing it for over 30 years. And we have been getting involved when people's government assistance or their employment doesn't cover the full amount of what they need that month. A lot of times, SNAP, for instance, will last 3 weeks out of four. So then we're there to help with that last week. But we know that a charitable nonprofit can't cover this whole problem. We rely on volunteers. We've got great churches and community centers that have pantries and are doing food drives. But it's not the same as having a systemic solution, a countywide, a statewide, a nationwide plan so that everybody is insured enough food for a healthy, active life. I think we get really concerned when we look at children. Nearly half of SNAP recipients are children, and we really don't expect them to go out and get a job. There's another 30% that are elderly and disabled, and again, employment for them isn't feasible. Then of the folks that are left, over half of those folks are working and would dearly love to have either higher wages or more hours in order to make this. So Loaves and Fishes helps in the gap, and we're working with others in the community to increase the coverage for those gaps. But at the same time, it feels like then the government here is shifting that proportion and doing less and less. And I don't think it's an adequate or a sustainable solution for nonprofits to take over that.
Is the number of people in Kalamazoo County who are using SNAP and using Loaves and Fishes and similar services increasing?
Absolutely. And that's why we're doing this in August, to draw attention especially to August is usually Loaves and Fishes' highest service numbers. Last year in August, over 12,000 people were served at Kalamazoo Loaves and Fishes. And if numbers go as they have this year, it will be even higher. August is particularly difficult because some of the summer feeding programs end in the early part of the month, and there's at least 3 weeks or more before school starts. And with school, there's often the free or reduced breakfast and lunch program that starts. But we know that our numbers will be the highest ever this month. Some of my more politically savvy friends smile when I say this because they think it's kind of futile. But I really encourage people to call your legislators, to call Fred Upton, Debbie Stabenow, Carl Levin, and let them know that you do not want cuts to SNAP and that you value a food secure community and value the role that SNAP plays in that.
I've been speaking with Phyllis Hepp, who's the Director of Organizational Development at Loaves and Fishes in Kalamazoo. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.